Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. I hope you had a great Independence Day. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning is Emerge from the Abyss. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our announcements. First, I just want to thank everyone who's been ordering my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. I just announced the release of this book 2 days ago, and already you have been ordering this book. So I remind everyone to go ahead and get your orders in, because the early release pricing, which includes shipping and handling, ends this Monday on June 10th. So it is available as an audiobook, a downloadable ebook, or a printed book that will be shipped to you. Go to the website, codfire.com, and you can make your orders. And finally, remember to set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or from our website at fueldfire.com. But if for any reason you miss it live, remember your hot breakfast is on the stove. It's posted on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern at fueldfire.com. That is F-E-E-L, fuel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And finally, I'll be leaving out for Orlando straight after this broadcast this morning. So just pray for me for safe travels. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15. And I'm reading from the KJV. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. This is Job talking. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Emerge from the abyss. Enough told you that he will make you the head and not the tail. And Deuteronomy 28:13. God has told you in that same verse that you are above and not beneath. God has told us in Luke 20:43 that he will make our enemies our footstool. God has told us in Psalm 91:7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But he has the ability, the authority, and the sovereignty to ensure that the pestilence, the defeat, the death will not even come nigh your dwelling. God has also admonished us in the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and all the way through 37, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious. Enough! God has reminded us in Romans 8 and 31 that what shall we say? If God be for us, who can stand against us? God has taught us in Ephesians 3:20, now that he is able and will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. In Jeremiah 29:11, he has plans for us, plans to prosper us and never to harm us. So enough of living in the mindset, in the thought process, in the grips, in the constraints, in the bonds, in bondage, in the handcuffs of the abyss. Hallelujah. Now, the dictionary tells us that an abyss is a deep or seemingly bottomless chasm, a wide or profound difference. The regions of hell conceived as a bottomless pit. In other words, a downward spiral in which you can see no bottom. You don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see an escape hatch. You don't see a trap door, a storm shelter. It is just infinity or infinite, bottomless, downward trajectory. But in that word that we read this morning, in the book of Job 13:10, God wants to remind us that whether we put ourselves in the lion's mouth of lying in the lap of the enemy, whether we found ourselves in the valley due to life circumstances or acts of God beyond our control, or whether we were placed in the pit by someone else we reasonably trusted and through no fault of our own, we must still develop a sustained mindset of optimistic faith, just like Job, when he said in reference to God, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You see, in this lesson today, Job had lost everything that was important. And not over decades of time, but one catastrophe after another just kept coming. Losing his cattle, losing his assets, and even losing his children, to the point where his wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" But Job, having already understood that everything that he had came from God and never was his in the first place, began to encourage himself. His friends came over and they said, "Job, you must have done something. Surely you must have caused this issue, because the Lord would not have allowed you to go through unless you had been sinful." His wife said, "Look, God has forsaken you. He has forgotten all about you. Why don't you just curse him now and die?" But Job began to remember, "You know, I came into this world naked, and naked shall I return." In other words, nothing that I have acquired, not even my children, were of my own doing. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. So although you are telling me that I am responsible for being in this bottomless pit right now, although you are reprimanding me that surely I must have caused this issue, all I can say is, even if God slays me, even if he takes everything else, all I can say is I still trust in him. Why? Because I have developed my faith to a point that no matter what I see, no matter what feel, no matter what's going on in my body, my home, my job, my finances, my church, my relationship with my children, even with my enemy, I have mastered the faith principles so proficiently and sufficiently that I do not know how to doubt God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Sometimes in life, you will find that you are just like Samson. You put your head in the lap of the enemy like he did Delilah because you were disobedient. You wouldn't listen. You were stubborn or headstrong. No one could tell you anything. Or you just wanted to go and experience the school of hard knocks for yourself. Other times, you will find yourself in the valley like Job. It isn't something that you've done. Satan went to the Lord and said, you know, the Lord asked him, where you been, Satan? He said, I've been going to and fro, looking for someone basically to defeat or overcome. And the Lord said, but have you tried my servant Job? Satan said, well, surely he praises you. Surely he's always honoring you because you have implanted a hedge about him. But if you will take away the hedge, God, that's when we'll see if he really trusts in you. And then other times you will find yourself just in the pit like Joseph because you reasonably trusted someone else, like his brothers threw him into the pit and sold him into slavery due to jealousy or envy. So sometimes you're in that place because you trusted your spouse, but he or she abused you, or they walked out on you. They took you for everything you had. Sometimes you were trusting family and loved ones or business partners, and they embezzled the funds. Sometimes life just happens, and sometimes it's what we call legally force majeure. You know how they put into a contract acts of God. They say, well, we will release you if there's an act of God that occurs. Legally, that's called a force majeure. It just means it's something no matter what you did, you couldn't control. But what I want to remind you of today is enough of sitting in an emotional abyss. You have to learn to develop the right kind of mindset, because the word tells us in Proverbs 23:7, as a man or a woman thinketh in his or her heart, that's your status, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you value yourself, that's the value of you. As you praise God, that's your praise level. As you have faith, that's your faith level. Whatever it is that you believe, that you decree, that you stand on, that you testify about, that you speak, that you strategize, plan, devise, whatever the vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, of yourself and your future is, that is where you will end up. Because as you think it, you will plan it. As you plan it, you will act on it. As you act on it, you will develop that pattern. As you develop the pattern, that will become your reputation. As it becomes your reputation, it will become your life. As it becomes your life, it will lead to your future. As you walk into that future, it will establish your legacy. And as you establish your legacy, it defines your destiny. Hallelujah. You got to emerge from the abyss. Our time is running. Let's get ready to go into prayer. The teaching I just gave you this morning is from the first chapter of my book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Come on and go into your prayer closets right now. We praise you for another day's journey. Father, you are so worthy. There is no way that we deserve all of the greatness, the goodness, the mercy, the loving kindness, the forgiveness that you give us, but you just keep on opening doors, keep on making ways. And Father, this morning we decree enough of us not living in all of the goodness and blessings that you have prepared for us. We decree that this is the day that we emerge from the abyss. And for those of us, Lord, who may say, well, I'm not in the abyss, I got everything together, then help us to understand that there is no way that we are perfect, that we may have our money together, but our marriages together. We may have the money and marriages together, but our children together. We may have the money, marriage, and children together, but it's the job together. It's our ministry together. together? Are we witnessing together? Our loved ones together? Is our health together? In other words, there is always some place where the enemy is attacking us, trying to pull us downward into that bottomless pit. But this morning, we decree enough. We are more than conquerors. Enough. When you are for us, no one can prevail against us. Enough. It is your will to prosper us. Enough. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail. Enough. We are above and not beneath. Enough, enough, enough. We emerge because we changed our mindset. We are now they who master the faith proficiencies of sustained optimistic faith. Not naming and claiming. Not you're the genie. Not you're a pimp, God, and we just come to you when we want you and prostitute out your goodness. But understanding that it is your will that we should peer. I mean, your will that we should have abundance and everlasting life. Not just in the hereafter, but here on earth. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone who's listening to this broadcast for the things that they have laid before you, that they will right now start developing a new mindset. Because as they think, as I think, so are we. Now, everyone who's listening in the name of Jesus, let us all say, amen. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Let me give you our altar call and then our task for today, and we have to end the broadcast. If you're listening and you are not saved or you are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. Hallelujah. I repent now. And I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess, hallelujah, that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church, that you're going to Bible study, Sunday school. You're tuning in to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. live, or hearing it on the website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com. Now, our topic for this morning is emerge from the abyss. Your task for today is to get that mindset right. I don't care what happens today. Your response is, even if God slays me, yet will I trust in him. I don't know how to doubt him. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Share this broadcast with at least 3 people. Go to feeldfire.com and order the book. I love you. Be blessed today. Praise him.